This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Pennsylvania U.S. Senate primary election results, now taking days to figure out, still has no results on the Republican side. Dr. Mehmet Oz and Dave McCormick are separated by just over 1,000 votes to the Dr. Oz side of the ticket. About 20,000 votes still need to be counted. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg accepted Nordic neighbors Sweden and Finland's request to become members of NATO, also known as North Atlantic Treaty Organization.
And I warmly welcome the requests by Finland and Sweden to join NATO. You are our closest partners, and your membership in NATO would increase our shared security.
With Russia's aggression against its neighbor Ukraine, the reason to join now seems clear. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
The Center for Disease Control is sounding the alarm again. The agency claims COVID-19 cases are increasing in some sections of the United States and are warning things could get even worse in the coming months. They're asking folks in the hardest hit areas of the Northeast and Midwest to consider reissuing calls for indoor masking. The new misinformation branch of Homeland Security is being put back on ice.
Free speech wins, for now. The Department of Homeland Security paused its new Disinformation Governance Board on Wednesday, and the board's director will resign. This follows weeks of questions about whether the board would encroach on free speech rights, but the board isn't gone for good yet. A DHS advisory council will make recommendations in 75 days. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Republican Representative Matt Rosendale on Newsmax Wednesday says the U.S. government and its border policy has allowed an invasion of this country, and the drugs that are getting in is a chemical attack on the American people.
Yeah, we don't have operational control over our southern border, which has been mandated in statute back in the early 2000s. 234,000 illegals last month alone. If we do continue that trend for 4 months, you already surpassed the entire population of Montana. This is just unbelievable, the invasion that is taking place on our southern border. And along with that, not only are we bringing in all of these people that are going to be completely dependent upon our social safety net, which means that the taxpayers across the nation are going to have to absorb that cost, we also have all the human trafficking that's coming through. We have the drugs that are flowing across our border. 105,000 people died in our country last year from drug overdoses. The vast majority of that was from fentanyl that came directly across the southern border. We literally have a chemical attack taking place on our country right now, and the Biden administration is doing nothing to stop it. As a matter of fact, as you just heard from Jason, the policies that Mayorkas is trying to put in place will simply make it worse.
It's week 6 in the USFL Football League. There's 2 games on Saturday and 2 games on Sunday. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Live.
You know, we keep saying to get this country back on track, and I wonder if people are really understanding just how dire this is. You know, polling says that 75% of America says the country is on the wrong track. And every day it's more and more bad news, whether we look at the economy, inflation, baby formula, what's happening with Russia, Ukraine at every turn. All I've got to say is that come the midterms, if the Democrats are not absolutely destroyed, a shellacking doesn't take place. And I say that certainly one-sided, because I believe that people should get rewarded for what they do. And what the Democrats, Joe Biden and this administration, has done, I'll tell you, even to the point, if it was even possible to recall this president, he's deserving of such. The Democrats are deserving of everything that the people would want to level on them. With us right now is the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, Megan Barth. Megan, how you doing?
Doing well. How are you doing, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Am I exaggerating here? Is it just wishful hoping, or am I just some sort of angry, cynical old man?
I don't think you're there yet.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, look, I can give you a Nevada perspective as far as how things are on the wrong track. As you know, I'm the editor of the Nevada Globe. Mm-hmm. And I wrote this week that gas prices have reached an all-time high. In Nevada, our inflation rate is nearly 13%, while the national average is 8.3, I think it is.
Wow.
The mountain states run a little higher. It's usually Colorado, Arizona, New Mexico, the West Coast mountain states. For whatever reason, and there's a graph and all of that, and people that are really into graphs and data can look at it. I don't have the data right in front of me, but for whatever reason, and I believe it's just our location and the fact that we don't have agriculture and we have to pretty much import everything, and the cost of diesel fuel right now is just out of control. Mm. We have a 12.7% inflation rate. On top of that, our gas prices have reached all-time highs. We're at just shy of $5 a gallon. Where the national average is about $4.40, I think it is.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So everything's more expensive here in a state that people are attracted to because we don't have any state tax. But then you look at our costs that we have had to incur since the Biden administration, and it costs us, on average, if the prices never went up, if inflation never went up again, mm-hmm. the average Nevadan is paying about $8,300 more per year because of Joe Biden and his administration. So you know, the old saying under Ronald Reagan, were you better off than you were 4 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Every single Nevadan, because every Nevadan, or I should say every household in Nevada, mm-hmm. would say, no, we're much worse off. Mm-hmm. Our costs have skyrocketed. I just filled up my tank the other day, 10 gallons, cost me over $50. Under Trump, that would have been $23.
Right.
So my prices have doubled when it comes to filling up my tank, my grocery bills, out of control. And, you know, I have to say, well, what about our retirees?
Exactly.
My dad and his wife live in North Carolina. They go grocery shopping once a week. They never go out to eat. They cook every, you know, all their meals. That's what they enjoy doing.
Mm-hmm.
Their grocery bills have gone from about $125 to $50 a week to over $300. And they now have to cut back. They're cutting back on things
mm-hmm.
because this is pinching their budget. Just simply feeding themselves is pinching their budget. Baby formula. Here's another one.
Yeah.
Why didn't Joe Biden enact the Defense Production Act, I believe it is?
Yeah.
Why didn't he do that weeks ago?
How about last year? I mean, this is all. This has been typical. Biden and Obama go back. I mean, for 8 years, they never led from in front. They were always reactive. They led from behind. This was this administration was famous for leading from behind. And so Joe Biden, being Obama 2.0, do you think he's going to get in front of anything? I mean, he knew about the shortage of baby formula and just said, "Oh, you know, we'll deal with it." You know. A year later or whatever, 8 months. I mean, it's one thing after another. I mean, Russia, Ukraine. I mean, like, we didn't know that Russia was going to invade Ukraine. You thought maybe they were just mounting up, you know, thousands of soldiers there on the border just to, you know, cook some s'mores and, you know, sing some Russian, you know, traditional songs or something. You know, what were they thinking?
Yeah, I was at a restaurant this week and, I was interviewing a candidate, and they happened to know the owner of the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
They've known them for most of their lives. And the restaurant owner is an Iranian immigrant. And he said, you know, oh, I didn't know you were running for office. And they got into this long discussion. And he said, what party? And the candidate looks at him and he goes, of course, a Republican. And he goes, oh, good. He goes, I'll never vote for Democrats. He said, I cannot believe the state of this country right now. He said, I fled Iran to avoid food shortages.
Wow.
I fled Iran. Where's my doorbell? Mm. I fled Iran in order to get from regimes. He said, I'm watching 2,000 mules right now. And he goes, this is exactly what happens in third world countries. He said, I can't believe that we have shortages of food. I can't believe that we have rigged elections. He said, this is what I expect from my old country, not something that I would expect in America.
Exactly. And that's what we're hearing from immigrants, legal and even illegal, saying the same thing. You know, it is that stark. This is why the Democratic Party needs to be crushed. And I said this going into 2020. Had it not been for all the voter fraud that they executed, I believe they would have got such a serious cracking, as some people have been famous to say, and it would have been time for them to reconnoiter and rediscover the soul of the Democratic Party. But it has been extended. They got four additional years because they cheated. They stole an election. And here it is. You know, we'll have to wait and see what happens with the midterm. But let me tell you, all eyes are on the ballot box to see what the Democrats are going to do, because we saw very clearly. Thank you very much, Dinesh D'Souza and Through the Vote, for exposing, you know, the antics. And guess what? These people are so, you know, they're black belt. I tell people they're 10 degree black belts in voter fraud. They've been doing this for a long time. So now that they've been discovered, just like in the movie where it shows that they found out that they could nail somebody because of fingerprints on the ballots. They had people the very next day, they told all these mules, make sure you wear gloves. So you got to know, for the midterms and even for these primaries, I mean, they're already testing the new antics for the midterm, don't you think?
Well, yeah, all of a sudden everyone's getting COVID again.
Right.
What's the midterm variant going to be called?
Well, that's their trump card. is, you know, and Dr. Fauci is coming out from the shadows once again. He's predicting that we're going to have another wave of COVID. And guess what else is going on? Mark Elias and the rest of the Democratic attorneys are lining up to storm the Bastille and put all kinds of pressure on these state houses to open up the ballot boxes once again and allow for more voter fraud. We've got more from Megan.
The final
Stay
phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Seekers meetings are a core component of the Tide discipleship activities in India. They provide an amazing opportunity for listeners to learn more about God and Christian beliefs. It also gives curious listeners the opportunity to get answers to their questions about this Jesus they've been hearing about through the Tide Gospel radio broadcasts. Over the last 2 years, COVID protocols seriously impacted the number of seekers conferences we could sponsor. But more recently, we've been able to resume this critical outreach. And the great news is that during a recent series of seekers meetings, 41 people accepted Christ as their personal Savior. What a joy it is to help people find hope and purpose in life and to have them join us in worshiping our Heavenly Father. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in India whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
This next story reminds me of, you know, Gomer Pyle. You remember he used to say, Shazam, surprise, surprise, Andy. I mean, here it is. The left-wing media outlet Politico is reporting that Joe Biden has had an epiphany, if that's even possible. Anyway, they say he did, either that or something else, but we won't even go there. He says the White House insiders are really excited because big changes are a-coming to the way he governs. Are you ready for this? Get ready. Shazam, after working hard to achieve bipartisan consent. Oh, he's worked so hard at that. You know that, right? He's evidently concluded that there is just no way congressional conservatives will ever cooperate with his far-left agenda. So he's changing tactics. He's going to ignore Congress altogether, as if he hasn't already. And he's going to start issuing more executive orders, effectively putting his radical administration on steroids. Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com, he is channeling his inner Obama.
Yeah, just like any good dictator would. Bypass Congress, make laws from the executive branch, the Oval Office. Much like the Supreme Court has operated in the past. When you have courts that are making laws, for example, like Roe v. Wade, when you have a president making laws bypassing Congress, this is a true sign of a banana republic.
Exactly.
And the reason that Joe Biden is doing this, by the way, and it's not Joe Biden, it's Obama and it's Valerie Jarrett and it's the Progressive Caucus, which is the Communist Caucus, the reason that they're doing that is because they realize and they understand that they don't have a mandate. Just because they won an election, quote unquote, won, they believe that they have some sort of mandate, that this is really what 81 million people wanted. When in fact, if there was no cheating, they would not be in office. So they have this perception they have a mandate. They have this perception that a majority of Americans are socialists, communists, and Marxists. The majority of Americans believe that we want our kids groomed instead of educated in school. That a majority of people believe that there's that men should be participating in women's sports, et cetera, et cetera. They are moving forward, and they know it. They are moving forward to fundamentally transform this country. And I said it back in 2008 or 2009 when, or 2008. When Obama said that he was just days away from the fundamental transformation of this country, I said, well, what are you going to fundamentally transform it to, and how are you going to do it? Well, this is exactly how they're going to do it. They're going to do it with the powers, abuse the powers of the executive branch from the Oval Office. They're going to abuse the separation of powers, whereby now, of course, you know, since they're not getting their way in the court, they want to expand the court, they want to end the filibuster, and on and on. And so this is what dictators do, and this is exactly who the Democrat Party is. And anyone who believes otherwise has not been paying attention. Anyone who votes for a Democrat, I don't care if it's a Democrat on your city council or if it's a Democrat on your school board or if it's a Democrat on the national ticket. This is who the Democrats are. This is what they believe, and this is the direction that the country's headed.
This is their doctrine, Megan. This is the heart and soul of the Democratic Party. It's not about even, you know, being, you know, convincing anybody of the message. They're compelling. I mean, and here, look, we were a little bit shocked, you know, when we saw the video of Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, saying that he was enamored with the style of government of the Communist Chinese and President Xi. He thought that this is the best form of government. And now what's coming out is insiders in the White House are echoing the same sentiment. So are you surprised that this is what's taking place? I mean, look, we may not officially be communist China, but the way the elites have been captured and the influence that China has on this country and how they have stepped all over the U.S. Constitution and due process, like you said, it's disgusting. I mean, you know, as Gary Bauer points out, he says he looked back and concluded, you know, because here you got Biden talking about, oh, he was going to reach out to conservatives and find common ground, right? And he said he concluded that there was a 12-minute period immediately following his inaugural address on the Capitol steps, as you might recall. You know, you're talking about Obama and the fundamental transformation. Well, here's Joe Biden. He talks about bringing unity and the country together and all this, and it's a time and the time that it took him to travel to the White House, where he immediately began issuing executive orders by the dozen on a host of left-wing priorities. I mean, it's like, I don't know what to say anymore. I mean, it is hard when you're talking about the leader of your country, the president of the United States, being a flat-out liar. You know, that word is thrown around so loosely that I think we need to be very judicious and very careful how that's put out. But when somebody flat out lies and they continue to do so, you've got to put them in that category clearly, because what's going on in our country right now, it is a clear battle between good and evil. It really is. But you see, the left believes that they're good and the right is evil. The right believes that we're good and they're evil. But the clear divide is, who is your God? If I ask you who your God is, that's going to determine whether or not you're evil. And that is the qualifying question that's not being asked. We can see it clearly by their attitudes, by the things that they do that are very ungodly, trying to promote, not even trying, they are aggressively promoting abortion to the degree that you can abort your child, up to the moment. And even afterwards, if there's a post-abortive birth, then you just offer comfort care. And there was something yesterday, I was trying to pull it up again. I don't know if they've just decided to scrub the report on it, but some gal said that, she wanted the right to kill her two-year-old child.
Right, and this is the degradation of morality, and that was evident when Roe v. Wade was passed. Mm-hmm. And this is exactly, and I would contend that you can probably trace back the degradation to the date that Roe v. Wade was codified into law.
Well, it was never codified. It was decided. That's the problem. If it was codified, it would be a different issue. Right. Go ahead.
Correct. So I think you can trace the degradation back to the date of Roe v. Wade and how society pretty much just came apart at the seams.
Mm-hmm.
When the judiciary gave the ability to women to kill their unborn child. When you do not have a value placed, an intrinsic value placed on a human life, then what else is there?
Mm-hmm.
Before, the argument for abortion used to be, oh, it's just a clump of cells. Remember?
Yes.
It's not a living human being. It's just a clump of cells. Well, of course, and as progressives speak, as it goes, it gets worse and worse. And now it's just, well, yeah, we know it's not a clump of cells. Well, you never knew it was a clump of cells. What was it, a clump of cells of a banana? No, it was a clump of cells of a human life.
Yes.
That was a human life from conception. And so now they're saying, well, no, we can kill our baby at any point. Unfortunately, that decision was made. And like I said, I think really society became very dark. Morality just went out the window. When we've got, tens of millions of aborted babies in our history, that is evil.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that is one of the biggest stains on American history and the American judiciary. And so we watch, and I think it's going to be around the first week of June that the Supreme Court releases their decision. And in wake of that, the new press secretary was asked by Peter Ducey whether or not all of the new security around the Supreme Court building is due to pro-life activists or due to pro-abortion activists. And of course, she just conflated the two. But we know where the violence is coming, because in every communist or Marxist or socialist revolution, in every aspect of history, those movements are, and their leftist movements are always, there's always a hallmark of violence. And so now the left is threatening the Supreme Court. The Biden administration looks up the other way. They make the taxpayers pay for extra security around the Supreme Court building. They look the other way when judges' homes are being surrounded and judges have to flee. And this is judicial intimidation. You couldn't do this.
Exactly. Clearly.
You couldn't do this, to a judge or a jury in a civil trial.
Yeah, exactly.
You would be arrested. But again, when there's a breakdown of morality, there's also a breakdown of law. There's a breakdown of law and order. And this is just over the
And all the institutions are affected. Got to leave it there. Megan Barr, thank you. Take care.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Pennsylvania U.S. Senate primary election results, now taking days to figure out, still has no results on the Republican side. Dr. Mehmet Oz and Dave McCormick are separated by just over 1,000 votes to the Dr. Oz side of the ticket. About 20,000 votes still need to be counted. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg accepted Nordic neighbors Sweden and Finland's request to become members of NATO, also known as North Atlantic Treaty Organization.
And I warmly welcome the requests by Finland and Sweden to join NATO. You are our closest partners, and your membership in NATO would increase our shared security.
With Russia's aggression against its neighbor Ukraine, the reason to join now seems clear. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Right here, right now. Martinez.
Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. You know, there are over 200 million people in the world living with intellectual and developmental disabilities, IDD as they call it. Recognizing a need in 1989, Anthony Shriver, son of Eunice Kennedy Shriver, founder of the Special Olympics, started an organization while a student at Georgetown University that paired individuals with an IDD buddies and those without an IDD a peer buddies. Now, that organization has evolved into Best Buddies International, which today has nearly 3,000 chapters around the world, positively impacting the lives of 800,000 people with and without IDD. According to National Core Indicators, 84% of adults with developmental disabilities do not have a paid job in the community. Best Buddies works with companies to encourage employers to hire people with IDD. The Best Buddies Jobs Program focuses on developing competitive, integrated jobs that allow participants to earn an income, pay taxes, work in an environment alongside their peers, leading to full inclusion and independence. How about that, huh? And we all know how important a job is. Well, Best Buddies founder Anthony Shriver is with us with MOD Pizza co-founder Ali Svensson to discuss how Best Buddies is teaming up with MOD Pizza to help support their mission to end the social, physical, and economic isolation of people with IDD through employment. Anthony and Ali, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Anthony, boy, I'll tell you, what you've done here, I mean, is so representative of your family. Certainly your mother's heart and everything. And, you know, as a student, you saw a need there while at Georgetown University and in starting up Best Buddies. Explain to our audience exactly what it is and what your inspiration for starting this organization back in college was.
Well, you know, Best Buddies is thriving and vibrant and a global organization now, so I'm super lucky to be still involved. I mean, we have four goals. One, we serve to create mentoring opportunities for people with intellectual disabilities, so we're in over 3,000 schools around the world. We have an inclusive living program where people can live side by side in an inclusive environment. We have a leadership training program, and we have our great jobs program that's so important and so vital to somebody's success in life. I mean, where can you go? What can you achieve in life if you don't have a job? I mean, pretty much nowhere. You can't get off home plate if you don't have a job. So
exactly.
I think, you know, the partnership with MOD has been an amazing source of employment for people with intellectual disabilities, but more important than just the jobs, the 300 jobs, it's a place where they feel like they count, that they matter, that they're a part of a team, that they're part of the MOD squad, and, you know, that they feel the energy of being in a culture that counts everybody and makes everybody feel like they deserve a seat at the table. And I think that's super special in our culture today, to go
exactly.
to a place every day where you feel like you matter and that you're needed there and that you're wanted there.
Ali, as humanoids, we're about relationship. And when people are isolated, we know that's not good for them. It's not good for the community. You know, on our show, we often talk about, you know, a word that can be aptly spoken. Sometimes it's just a gesture, a smile, to acknowledge somebody that, hey, we're in this journey of life together, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel the same way.
Mm-hmm. So when did MOD Pizza become involved with Best Buddies and why?
Well, we've always had a purpose beyond pizza. My husband and I started this company over 13 years ago, and MOD exists to serve people. We do want to contribute to a world that works for and includes more people. And this was the mindset that we had way back at the beginning, and it led us to employ some pretty incredible people early on, and one of those individuals is a guy named Jeffrey. We hired him over 10 years ago in our second location. He's still with us today. Jeffrey has Down syndrome, and he's an incredible contributor to our business and to the culture that we've been building. He opened our eyes early on to the opportunity that we had to make a real impact by providing opportunities for individuals with special abilities, and that it was one way that we could make a social impact, you know, and really make a difference. And that's that inclusive hiring platform and philosophy we've been building for years. And we were introduced to Best Buddy many years ago and have been working closely with them. And together, you know, we've really become better and more inclusive employers, and I think we've helped to hopefully inspire some other companies to think this way. We now have almost 300 squad members with IDD throughout the country, and it's something we really believe in, and we've always been about creating more opportunities and building communities, and this is one of the ways we can do that.
It really sets a tone amongst the other employees, doesn't it?
Absolutely. We've seen that for years. All of our field leaders, if they're in a store that employs an individual with intellectual developmental disabilities, they do report it absolutely lifts everybody up. It creates a more inclusive, not only workplace, but just a more welcoming and inclusive environment generally, which for us, that ripples into the customer service that we can provide, how somebody feels when they walk through the doors of MOD. We want them to feel like they have a place, that they're accepted. We want them to feel welcomed. And having these awesome people work with us helps us do that. So, yeah, it really benefits our business. We also know that statistically it's helping the individuals that we are able to employ. The recent survey that we did internally tells us that our squad with IDD have a much higher rate of retention, and they also have a higher sense of belonging, which is really important to us as employers.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, I've referred to MOD as MOD, as Made on Demand Pizza. This, and I was teasing Ali earlier because I said, here I am in Florida, and I got hungry, and I'm thinking, oh, okay, let's go. Let's order up a MOD Pizza. Now I got to go find some. I got to go outside of my zip code and find out where it is. But it's definitely worth it, and I'm looking forward to it. Anthony, tell us about the people you serve and why a job is so important to them.
Well, I mean, I think a job is important to all of us. They're no exception to the rule. I mean, you know, they have such special gift that many of us don't have. And I think, you know, the challenge in our culture is to try to figure out what gift everybody has and help support them so that they can realize their full potential. And I think that's what we're trying to do with Best Buddies. We're trying to create a support system that allows people to realize their full potential, and whether it's in an integrated living facility, whether it's becoming a leader in their community, whether it's a great job at Mod Pizza, where you're realizing your full potential and you feel like you're included and you count and that you earn a living and you can take your girlfriend or boyfriend out for dinner, or you can pay taxes or pay rent or get a car. I mean, those are all basic critical things that we all want to feel. And, you know, everybody needs a job. Everybody wants a job, and everybody wants to live in community and feel part of a culture of purpose and kindness and love and acceptance. And I think that's the kind of culture that Mod's created here. It's a great place for our people to work, and I hope we'll get countless additional jobs. And I think if people come to the stores in their communities and they come and they buy the values meal, you know, we'll raise $500,000 and we'll be able to expand our jobs program, and we'll be able to get more opportunity out. And by, you know, buying a values meal, you're getting pizza and you're getting Cokes and you're getting good food and you're getting good camaraderie. So to me, you know, it's a home run to raise money. It's a home run to raise awareness. And it's a home run for your stomach because you're getting good food in there.
Yes, exactly. Well, Allie, even the U.S. Labor Department said, you know, the happiest people are those with a job. Interesting, huh? Mm-hmm. Says a lot right there.
I believe it. It does. Mm-hmm. It does.
Well, you touched a little bit on the benefits for Mod Pizza that they've been getting with IDD employees. Can you expand a little bit more on that? We've got about a minute and a half left here.
Yes. I mean, we know that it creates a culture. Our culture is all about acceptance and inclusivity and opportunity. And we know that when we break down some of the barriers that are traditionally there for potential employees, we can break those barriers down and we can actually make, you know, we can reverse some numbers that are unacceptable. You mentioned that over 80% of adults with IDD in our communities can't get a well-paying job. That is not the way it should be, and it's wrong, and we can fix that. And we know that with this inclusive employment approach, we can address and reverse those numbers, and we should and we must. So that is what we're focused on, and we know that that makes everybody feel better. It definitely fuels everybody at Mod to want to work harder. We know that we are actually making the world a better place, and we do two things. Our platform is one of we employ people and we feed people, and the ways in which we can do that that benefits others and helps to build community, that's why we're here. That's why we exist.
Well, Allie Svensson and Anthony Shriver, you guys are awesome. Thank you so much. Congratulations on the great effort with Best Buddies and Mod Pizza. Have a great day.
Thank you. Same to you.
You too.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. Spring is officially here, and Amazon Layaway is helping you get warm weather ready. With Amazon Layaway, you can reserve items by paying 20% of the price, followed by 4 equal payments over 8 weeks. Visit Amazon.com/layaway to shop everything from vacuums, kitchen appliances, and closet organizers to lawn equipment, grill accessories, and patio furniture. Amazon Layaway offers thousands of must-have home essentials from favorite brands like Black & Decker, Weber, and Craftsman. It's payment flexibility without credit checks, interest, or cancellation fees. Simply reserve your items by choosing the Reserve with Layaway label near the product name to place your layaway order and begin payments. Once payments are complete, items will ship with the speed and convenience of Amazon that you know and love. Amazon layaway may not be available to all customers. Terms and conditions apply. Visit amazon.com/layaway to learn more.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we've got my good friend Dr. Ted Baer joining us, the founder and publisher of Movie Guide. Ted, how are we doing, buddy?
Well, you know, I've got maybe 30 more days of grieving after my wife died, but otherwise talking to you is a breath of fresh air, because otherwise I'm just talking to people who keep giving me their condolences. So thank you.
Well, We're with you, Ted, and that's what I can say, is that we continue to be with you and pray for you and your family. I want to go be about the business here of Movie Guide and what you do, and certainly what Lily left as part of her legacy, and that's a review of things, you know, whether it has to do with the culture or movies. And in this case, we're talking about Downton Abbey. It's a new era, right?
Yeah, and it's better than the previous Downton Abbey movie. It's clean. It's funny. It's, you know, it's got a little hint of what they put in the first one, but it's not as ruthlessly LGBTQ. There's only one little discussion that could be interpreted in a different way, but they're going into the new era, and the family is trying to keep Downton Abbey together, and a filmmaker wants to film at Downton Abbey, and of course, I hate to say the word servants, but anyway, that's the word that I want to say, is the servants don't like it. Well, the filmmakers need help preparing dialogue. Everybody has to pitch in, and it's wonderful, because those of us who grew up during the golden age of Hollywood, which I did in part,
right.
Remember the days when there were movies within movies, and it's you know, reminds me of some of my favorite symbolist scriptwriters and things like that. So they've done a wonderful job, and Shakespeare always had a movie. He always had the, you know, the Rosencrantz and Guildenstern or Falstaff reflecting on what was happening in the real life. So that became the Greek chorus, and it's well done. It's interesting. It's fun, and it's pretty clean.
And it'll be out in theaters this Friday, right?
Yep.
Well,
so
good.
I think it'll, well, you know what it's going to draw, Bill, is the Downton Abbey crowd.
Yes, exactly.
It's not not going to draw the Marvel comic young people.
Oh, no.
It's going to draw people like our age, and but it's worth it. So there
yes.
you go.
Well, the Marvel comic people right now are having a little bit of a stretch with, you know, Doctor Strange, right? Speaking of which.
Well, you know, they did a trick at the beginning, which more and more studios are doing. And it's easy to do because theaters are desperate to get back on their feet. They took over theaters in New York. I don't know where else they did it. They announced that it was New York. And they took every screen. So they pumped up the figures for the attendance for the first week. I mean, you don't do that. Usually you come out against, you know, nine other movies, and then, you know, you get one or two screens. So by doing that, they artificially inflated the numbers for Doctor Strange in the metaverse of multiverse of madness. And this week it crashed. It went down by 67%, which is almost unheard of. Every movie falls a little bit, but 67%. So, you know, this is not good for their stockholders and everybody else. So, you know, the interesting thing I'm pondering, because by two of my family members, the one from Australia and then my daughter and their children. So right away you've got 12 children and four people went to Disneyland, and Disneyland was packed. And I remember many years ago, if you don't mind me reflecting, when friends of mine were boycotting Disney, and I went and talked to the chairman of Disney and talked him into getting it back on track. And, you know, the boycott is not working very well if everything is full. And people need to decide what they're going to do and use wisdom in how they're going to do it.
Well, without a doubt. And, of course, there's still some fallout here in Florida, Ted, where I live. And, you know, as you know, Governor DeSantis and the state legislature said that Disney cannot have the world as it was here in Florida. They're stripping them of, you know, some of their independence here. So
that's much more effective, truthfully, than boycotts. And I'm not anti-boycott. If something's really awful, and there have been some horrible movies that, you know, I went on Oprah about The Last Temptation of Christ, which is just a horrible blasphemy. If it gets to that area, I think you can get the word out.
Exactly.
I think if you try to make your boycott too broad, like all of Disney, men still like ESPN, you know, women still like some of their programs. So you're not seeing the drop off that you, in fact, they went up to 138 million, which is bigger than ever. So I think what the governor of Florida has done is amazing, because that's going to call them to be responsible to the state and to the people of Florida. And that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Ted, they did lose $44 billion right afterwards. So are you saying they recovered that loss?
No, they gained 100. They're now at 138 million people getting Disney Plus streaming.
Right. Okay. But the other losses are still real. I mean, $44 billion. I mean, that's got to be tough on the stockholders. So then that's just natural market reaction. So much so that even Netflix had to decide to look at, we've got to back away from this wokeista agenda. And some of their personnel have been heading to the exits because they're saying, hey, no joy.
This is to be expected, you know, for many years. I mean, cable systems got to be over, you know, $200 for out here. So everybody dropped cable and they went to streaming. And I've shown tapes from Producers Guild and other meetings, and the grid savvy insiders have always predicted that this is going to die soon. You cannot support, a family cannot support four or five expensive streaming services. And all the streaming services are getting, so you've got to make a tough choice. You want to do, a friend of mine that I was with last night, who's a famous producer who discovered Oprah, has said, you know, he likes Paramount Plus. Actually, Paramount Plus is not that big. And another friend of mine likes NBC, but you're not going to do 10, because you're going to go higher than the cost of cable for the year if you do all
exactly.
of the services.
Well, and, CNN Plus found out real quick. It didn't take them
correct.
Long, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. There's going to be more and more fallout from this. And, well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, stay tuned for details. Sneakerella, how's it doing? It's been in the market for a week on Disney Plus.
Yeah, I didn't look at how it's doing, but it's a cute show. You know, it's a Cinderella with a twist to it. It's a young boy who's creative. He's a Cinderella character, but he's not LGBTQ. And he's always designing new sneakers, and, you know, the best is he meets the daughter of the king, and, you know, he's invited to submit a design for the king for the big, you know, show, which is very much like Cinderella. And
exactly.
Of course, all sorts of problems occur in the process. And since I don't buy sneakers, it doesn't make any difference to me.
Right, but right.
It's fairly clean. It's a fun take on it, and it's a very good movie. I mean,
well,
younger people will love it. I couldn't care less, but there you go.
Well, that's okay. Eva Mendez only wants to do nice and clean roles as she considers returning to acting, huh?
Yeah, this is nice. And this is happening with a lot of Hollywood people, and a lot of Hollywood people are now... And this dovetails with the other article that I sent you, which is the discussing witchcraft in Hollywood. There's more,
exactly.
And more people coming out talking about witchcraft, and it's interesting, as a former psychological study says, when a woman has a child, they become much more conservative and faithful.
Mm-hmm.
So that's happening to some. Meanwhile, you know, I grew up with two parents who were superstars. My father starred in 62 movies. And they dabbled in all sorts of things, and we didn't call it witchcraft at the time, but they read Edgar Casey and, you know, all the Wisdom of the Ages and all these books that were nominalistic New Age type books, and they all disliked Christianity. So this has been going on in Hollywood for hundreds of years, and or at least 150 years. Mm-hmm. So I'm expecting it, but the good news is that if you're witness to these people, they're looking. They want something outside of themselves. They want somebody to intercede for them. And if they haven't gone as far as a few of them have gone, which is into actual Satanism, we need to pray for them, and we need to witness to them that they find the truth that can actually help them, not pretend to help them.
Exactly. Well, the good news, kind of like what the movie Bad Guys is depicting here, Ted, is that people are realizing that it feels good to do good.
And it does. And it feels good when you choose Jesus. I came out of the dark side, and it feels really great. The next day after I chose Jesus, I woke up in the morning and told my wife, who's now gone on to heaven without me, and I got angry that she did that and left me behind. But anyway, I woke up in the morning, and everything was beautiful, and everything was clear, and it made all the difference in my life, and he gave me a more abundant life, and I still have the 4 children, the 15 grandchildren, so I'm very happy.
Well, you're a blessed man many times over, Dr. Ted Baer. Final seconds here together. How about The Biggest Little Farm, The Return?
Oh, it's wonderful. And The Biggest Little Farm is a group of city folk who go out to start a farm, and they find out quickly that, you know, nature is not as moldable as they thought, and all of the latest environmental methods didn't work. So they start finding out the first one of these, The Biggest Little Farm, was, you know, very biblically based. This is biblically based, but they're less overt about it. But the farm has become successful because they're using all the things that they have, the animals and everything else. And it's a good show. It's a really, really good show.
Thank you, Ted. God bless, my friend. Take care.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a